You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Amateur boxers from all over the state will be in Middleton this weekend for the second Golden Gloves tournament. Winners from weight classes advance to the national championships. Meanwhile, USA Boxing is preparing its Olympic team for the Summer Games in Tokyo. So what do you want to know about amateur boxing? What questions do you have about the training and what happens inside the ring? We're at 800-642-1234. Andrea Nelson is a former professional boxer who is now a coach and president of the Bob Lynch Boxing Foundation, which promotes amateur boxing in the Madison area. She's also president of Wisconsin Golden Gloves, part of the franchise promoting amateur boxing nationwide. Andrea, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Yeah, good morning. Glad to be on.
And we have Marcus Robert Johnson, a competitive amateur boxer who won the Wisconsin 2016 middleweight and last year's welterweight championship. Marcus, welcome to you.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, Andrea, let's start with you, the Golden Gloves Amateur Boxing Competition. Tell us about what this competition is. What is at stake here?
So this is Olympic-style amateur boxing. We are going to have novice divisions and a master's division, which is 41 and older. But the basic reason for this tournament is for 18 to 40-year-old open, meaning more experienced boxers, to get an opportunity to be on the Wisconsin team and represent Wisconsin at the Nationals. It will be in Tulsa, Oklahoma this year.
So how popular is amateur boxing in Wisconsin, Andrea? Because you've been there, you've seen it over the years.
It's one of those sports that, ebbs and flows, but I've been seeing kind of a resurgence. Last year we had about 70 boxers registered. This year we have over 100. There seems to be a growing interest, I think.
And these boxers come from all over the state. There are gyms all around the state that are training these amateur boxers?
Oh, there are, yep. Madison's got quite a few. Ford's Gym is the one that we train out of on Madison's east side. Milwaukee, Racine area has quite a few, but even the middle of the state, a lot of the rural areas have boxing too.
Marcus, how did you come to boxing? How did you get into the sport?
Well, I knew my father was a boxer growing up, and I always was just kind of attracted to all types of combat. And growing up in high school, I always liked fighting and didn't really know where to put my energy. And I kind of found the boxing gym through friends at high school here in Madison. And once that happened for me, it just really gave me a place to be. And boxing has really just opened up every opportunity I've had to meet people and travel.
So it really was an outlet for you when you were a young kid because you were getting into fights. But there is a difference between getting into fights and then becoming a boxer. What is that journey like?
It makes you realize what you really are. And I say that because, like, it's one thing to get in random little fights at school or something, or be walking down the street and think you're tough. But when you're in the boxing ring, you're really only left with yourself and the opponent and the referee who's in charge of keeping you safe. And once you're in that situation, it just, you have a little more respect, not just for yourself, but your surroundings, because you realize how much you can affect everything. You know, sometimes we live life like we're a main character in the movie, and I think boxing gives us an opportunity to really share the space with someone else.
Humbling, yeah. Talking with Andrea Nelson, a former professional boxer turned coach. Marcus Robert Johnson is here, an amateur boxer from Madison, who will be stepping into the ring this weekend for the Wisconsin Golden Gloves competition. What questions do you have about what it takes to become a boxer or enter the ring? Have you attended Golden Gloves competition matches before? What's it like to be a spectator? We're at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. So, Andrea, how is the scoring and reffing done in amateur boxing?
There are certified officials, judges, referees, timekeepers, and such. And there's a referee in officiating the bout. Their main objective is to make sure that the boxers are safe. So if there's somebody is overmatched or they look like they don't want to be in there, the referee is pretty quick to stop the match. It's I'd say it's a lot different than pro boxing, like what people see on TV. Amateur boxing is scored more on points and good technique, effective aggression, meaning not just rushing in and swinging wildly, but trying to be move in, use good defense to not get hit, and to cover.
What does good technique look like? You know, you coach. What are you looking for in that technique?
I'd say first and foremost would be balance and good footwork. So really having your feet under you, having a good foundation for your movement. You want to land the punches with the knuckle portion of the glove. So we're not looking for slaps and big haymakers, swings. Using the hip to throw the punch. And then being able to move your head out of the way so you're not getting hit.
A lot of reaction time coming into this, a lot of being really quick in your movements, I would suspect.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Boxing requires strong aerobic base of conditioning, but also anaerobic burst of punching, quickness, balance, and courage, I guess.
Some courage there. Marcus, let's talk about brain injuries for a moment. We see fighters who have slurred speech, that their concussions are a real issue. How much do you think about brain injuries as a boxer?
As a boxer, you know, it's definitely always going to be there. And I think the good thing about this time in history and where boxing is, we have a lot more science and a lot more knowledge about brain injuries, and we know not to just keep sending guys in there to get battered and bruised. A lot of the injuries we see, especially with guys like Muhammad Ali or Joe Frazier back in the day, these are giant men weighing more than like 220 pounds often. And they were a lot of these people back in the day were boxing for 10, sometimes 15, 20 years, taking damage that referees wouldn't stop, that doctors wouldn't stop. And keep in mind also that a lot of that was pro, where like the goal of amateur boxing is more, it's a lot of kids involved and it's all volunteers. So our goal is always to keep each other safe. And, you know, the risk and potential is always there. But the greatest thing I love about amateur boxing is, and this is, you know, it gets me frustrated when I'm in there, but I always thank the referees afterwards for keeping us safe, because like it really only takes one weird punch for them to stop it. Like amateur boxing has so many of my fights have been stopped as well on me. You know, I've not really stopped a lot of people, but I've got about 70 matches now. I've lost like probably about half of them. And I'd say that the biggest thing I learned through my experience is that if you're not punching back or if you're not moving your feet, they will stop that fight pretty quickly. And that's what I'd say as an amateur boxer, it's great because it gives us a chance to learn. You know, we're not just, as long as you have a good coach, which for the most part we do, because all the USA Boxing coaches have to go through the training under USA Boxing, and you have to get the registration and the licensing in order to hold your gym. So without those things, without getting the necessary training, a lot of coaches aren't able to open up gyms, so you won't have a lot of riffraff through the streets.
Lots of licensing and training there. Marcus Robert Johnson is staying with us, competes in the middleweight class. Andrea Nelson, former professional boxer, now a coach. Have you gone to Wisconsin Golden Gloves? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking about amateur boxing here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Since the first Golden Gloves tournament, almost a century ago, the Golden Gloves of America and its franchises have provided this opportunity for young athletes to develop boxing skills. The Golden Gloves program produces most of the competitors for USA boxing teams for the Olympics, and there's the Golden Gloves tournament set for this weekend in Middleton. Are you an amateur boxing fan? Have you ever traded punches with an opponent in the ring? Do you work out on a punching bag? Tell us about your training at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Coach Andrea Nelson is president of the Bob Lynch Boxing Foundation in Madison. Marcus Robert Johnson will fight as a middleweight in this weekend's tournament, and they stay with us. So, Andrea, what is it like to be a female boxer? You were, you're now a boxing coach, but you were in the ring yourself. What is it like for amateur women boxers?
So initially it was really hard to get matches. So I was always sparring with men. There are no male-female competitions. But I think that actually made me stronger. And since the Olympics 2012, when women were allowed, amateur boxing was allowing women to compete.
A new sport.
Yeah, I think it's become much more popular with females. It's difficult. Anything you're doing that's typically a male sport or a male activity, that trying to break into it, it can be hard.
I can imagine, too, there aren't many female coaches.
I think, yeah, you're right.
What is it like to coach the men?
I think sometimes when they first come in, maybe they look at me. I'm not a real tall woman either. They kind of question whether I know what I'm doing, but usually pretty quickly people see that I do, and they just treat me like a coach.
Marcus, how important is coaching and learning as in tandem with the training? What do you get out of a coach?
Man, the coach is honestly everything. It's your guide. It's the person that's going to keep you safe when maybe you don't know what's going on, especially in training, because in training, I'd say, is when the most risk can happen, because at any given day, anyone could come in there and they could come from another gym. They might just come off the street and not know what they're doing, which in some cases could be worse. And the coach is really, really powerful in making sure things go the right way, making sure that rules are followed. And also it's your friendship and that sense of motivation, because a lot of times I might not have known what to eat, or a lot of times I might have just been having a rough day, and the coach is always there. You get this bond, this relationship. You know, Andrea is more than my coach now. Like, she started off as my coach, but now she's just family to me, and it's amazing.
I love to hear that. Andrea, let's look at the rise of Brianna Shea of Madison, who is an alternate for the Tokyo Olympics. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
What do you see in her?
She's right away, when I first saw her, it was clear she was an athlete. She's got the physique. She's got the long reach. She's tall. And she's really driven. She's a real pleasure to train, because she just pushes herself and you don't have to be on her heels making her work. I have to actually hold her back a lot.
Oh, wow.
But she's a... I think she's going to go pretty far.
We're talking with Andrea Nelson, former professional boxer, now coaches. Marcus Robert Johnson, an amateur boxer, competing in this weekend's statewide championships, the Golden Gloves. What do you want to know about amateur boxers? Have you considered boxing as a workout or to improve your athleticism? We're at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Josh now in Oak Creek. Hi, Josh.
Hi. I've got a question for you. I am one that would love to do the boxing for the aerobic work on everything, but I also have been interested in quite a while. I did go to ABC Boxing, I think it was, in Milwaukee, and I noticed one thing when I tried to find a gym, is that it is definitely more kid-orientated. I could see that, and being that I'm 40, I noticed it was pretty much all volunteer. I'm wondering if there's a gym that is more on the adult side, or is that where I'm supposed to be, so that, you know, am I supposed to be working with the kids, but just doesn't make sense?
I'll take this, Marcus. So
okay.
uh, for, Ford's gym in Madison. I'm not just trying to plug our gym, although I am. But we actually have probably the largest percentage of master boxers in the state. And again, master means 41 and up. Our gym is set up more for adults, so I don't know if you can make it to Madison, but that'd be a good place to go.
Well, Josh, you could be a master boxer. I think Josh will just, I would assume, Andrea, you just have to kind of start poking around, looking around in the Milwaukee area to find a gym that might work for him.
Yeah, there are a lot of gyms in Milwaukee.
Marcus?
I'd also say, too, if you're just doing it for the aerobic, like you don't plan on taking any competition matches, like our gym's kind of a hybrid where we have competitors and we also have people that are just training for themselves. But there's a lot of gyms around, depending where you live, like Milwaukee, other parts of the state. There's places called like Ninth Round and stuff that are not aimed towards competitive boxing. They're just kind of an aerobic. You're just going to kind of go in there and punch. It's kind of like Taibo. So for me, I don't personally like it because I'm trying to spar and compete. But I think gyms like that are really good for people that are just trying to dip their toes in the water and see what it's about.
Marcus, go ahead, Andrea.
I just wanted to add that it is helpful, though, to get some good training and technique before you go in and just start banging on the heavy bag. That's the way people get injured. Even if all you're doing is trying to get a workout, I think people tend to get frustrated fairly soon with shoulder and hand injuries if they don't learn technique.
Marcus, what is your training regimen like each week?
When you're getting ready for a competition, like a national tournament or a state tournament, you're really going to be running every day. You're probably going to be sparring once or twice a week, depending on what you're doing. I'm going to work with my coach as often as possible. Right now, I'm in school for firefighting, so I haven't been training the way that I need to. Like as I have in the past.
Andrea, close your ears.
I know. I'm
training hard, but I'm not able to do the things every single day.
Sure.
You know, like if you're really taking this seriously and you're really trying to get to that next level, it's going to require everyday focus. You know, there's not people that are like brain surgeons and also champion boxers. It really takes everything. So you're going to want to dedicate your time to taking care of your body through eating good nutrition and also working out and working with your coach on your technique.
Yeah. Brianna trains 6 days a week. I have to force her to take a day off.
Yeah. Brianna, yeah, she doesn't have my problem.
Marcus, how do you see boxing show up in your other parts of your life? Like, I understand, like, last year you were attending bar in the Madison area. Now you're in school. How does boxing impact other areas of your life?
The best thing I got from boxing for me personally in life is patience. Just kind of like what she was saying, what my coach was saying, when new boxers come in, it's about the technique. You can't just rush in, otherwise you'll get beat up or you'll get hit with something, right? And through bartending for the last 10 years, I've always had to deal with people that are in situations altered, I should say. You know, there's alcohol involved, and you never know who's having a bad day or what people are trying to escape from home. And boxing taught me how to be patient with these people, not just these people, but like every person, because you can't just assume. And if I just assume that someone's is a certain way or is thinking a certain way, then I could be wrong and I could offend them. And boxing makes it so that I slow down, because everything in the ring happens very fast. So you get used to kind of that speed and having to think a little quicker.
Yeah. Andrea, we need to ask, this match, this tournament is going on this weekend. Are you talking about COVID-19? What concerns do you have?
Yes, we're following that closely. And I think we're advising people, you know your own health risks. If you're sick, stay home. Reminding everybody to wash your hands frequently.
And Andrea, I think we just lost Andrea. Well, Marcus, There we go. Marcus, I want to ask you as well, what are you thinking heading into this competition? Are you trying to make it to nationals? What is your goal here?
My overall goal is to give myself the peace and the test that I love every year. Golden Gloves holds a real dear spot in my heart. And I just love being a part of the competition. So I've won championships in the past. I've traveled with the national team, and this year I'm just looking to get out there and
Well, Marcus, thank you for joining us. I think we're having some phone complications here. Marcus Robert Johnson, an amateur boxer who won the 2016 and 2019 state championship belts. Andrea Nelson was with us, a boxing coach and president of the Wisconsin Golden Gloves, which will hold its annual statewide championship fights this weekend in Middleton. Coming up, it's advice for families on how to prepare kids for the continued news coverage and conversations around COVID-19. We get insights from a social work professor after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.